It's time for our weekly review of state news. President Obama visited Wisconsin this week to talk about the benefits of his health care law. In the state legislature, lawmakers considered Governor Scott Walker's college affordability bills. And an interesting story is brewing involving Weedick, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, and Kraft Heinz. Here with us now to take a closer look at these stories is Robert Mentzer. He's storytelling editor for the USA Today Network, Wisconsin. He's based in Wausau. Rob, thanks for joining us again today.
Hey, Rob, it's great to be back.
Well, there's this economic story developing involving the closure of the Oscar Mayer plant in Madison that was announced a while back. Some new information out here about communication between the state's jobs agency, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, a lobbying group for business, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce over this issue. So in a nutshell, what happened?
Yeah, so this is a pretty surprising story. It's a good piece of open records reporting by Matthew DeFore of the Wisconsin State Journal. What he found, he dug up some emails that showed that a few months before Kraft Heinz decided to close that that Madison Oscar Mayer plant, a guy from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation had met with a member of the business lobbying giant Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, and the WMC said, "No, we don't see really a need. We don't think you need to meet with Kraft Heinz at the moment." And so they didn't. And then a few months later, surprising news, shocking news that this Madison Oscar Mayer plant was going to close. So that looks bad if you are a Weedick guy. On the other hand, I mean, in fairness, what the emails show is that Weedick at the time was most concerned that Kraft Heinz might be closing a plant in Beaver Dam. Mm-hmm. Apparently, was not aware at all that there was an issue with the Madison plant. Still, I mean, it doesn't speak well.
And some Democrats and Madison's mayor, Paul Soglin, not happy. They say Weedick fell down on the job here, some calling for a state legislative investigation. So what's been the angry response on that side?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly the news that it would close was a shock at the time last fall in November. That is a plant that has a history in Madison and is very sort of recognizable and is an institution. Another thing that people were looking at is the amount of incentives that other states had put together for this specific company. Iowa offered Kraft Heinz $4.75 million in state incentives, another $10 million in local incentives to sort of help with a meat processing plant in Davenport. In New York, they were giving $20 million incentive package to retain 1,000 jobs at Kraft Heinz. And so one of the things, I mean, first, one thing that it shows is just the amount of competition and the amount of leverage that companies have in these situations, but it also raises the question of whether could Wisconsin have done more? Should Wisconsin have done more? In Wisconsin, there were some local incentives from the city of Madison, but nothing from the state.
And how
that was even offered?
Have we heard anything from Weedick and WMC about this?
So, I mean, mainly the defenders say that this was a discussion about a different thing, about a cheese plant in Beaver Dam, and that they weren't aware of, and maybe it wouldn't have mattered for the Madison Oscar Mayer plant, and maybe it wouldn't have. That could be true, but I think it's the general view that clearly after this conversation happened, Weedick sort of dropped the matter, and should they, is that appropriate after you meet with a business lobbyist to have let it go?
Talking about some of the top news stories of the week in Wisconsin with Rob Mentzer from USA Today Network, Wisconsin. Let's move on to the legislature now, Rob. A Senate committee approved a series of college affordability bills, party line votes, as I understand it. Now, these are bills that Governor Walker has been pushing, part of his State of the State address. Refresh our memory. What would they do?
Sure. Well, there's a bunch of them. There's probably one of the more significant ones. There's a bill that would lift the cap on the student loan interest that you can deduct on your taxes. It would take away the $2,500 cap. There's a bill that would expand need-based scholarship grants for technical colleges. There's a big waiting list for those, and also for two-year University of Wisconsin colleges. There's a bill that would create something called internship coordinators, which one assumes classrooms coordinate internships. So it's a whole bunch of different bills. I think you could characterize them as fairly small ball sort of incremental bills, but they would start to address what has been a large issue in Wisconsin and a large sort of a political issue that Wisconsin Democrats have spoken a lot about, which is the effect that student debt has on the economy, the drag that it has.
Before we get into the Democratic response to these bills, there was some concern from Republicans, not so much that they didn't like these bills, but that we don't have a lot of wiggle room in our current budget. And even though these aren't super expensive, these put us closer to that edge. Is that something you think could still be a problem in the full Senate with the Republican majority?
Yeah, I mean, Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald says it could be a problem. The full package of bills is estimated to cost about $10 million, in the grants and new positions created and so on. So, yeah, who knows? The new revenues are verboten in the Republican legislature, and so they have a very specific number of what is left in the state budget based on projections anyway. And I would say it's fair to say it's that the future is uncertain for these bills. On the other side of things, it is a priority for Governor Scott Walker. Clearly it was important to him. It was a centerpiece of his State of the State address. So that there could be political pressure from the governor's office.
And what's been the response from the minority party, the Democrats in the legislature?
Well, basically, Democrats' view is that the legislature just got finished cutting $250 million from the UW system in the state budget last year. So, I mean, their overall view is that these are small ball bills they're nothing like a massive overhaul of how the higher education system is funded or paid for or how most people experience student loan debt. And that's the sort of that's kind of big stuff that the Democrats tend to campaign on. It's not that they disagree with the substance of these bills. I haven't heard that much, but they just see it as a internship coordinators. Why not?
Finally, President Obama was in Wisconsin yesterday to push the success of his health care law, the Affordable Care Act. What was the president's general message?
So Milwaukee won the Healthy Communities Challenge by signing up 38,000 new people on healthcare.gov for 2016 insurance, and the president wanted to talk about the overall great reduction in the rate of uninsured people throughout the country. For the first time ever, the nation's uninsured rate is below 10%, and the number of uninsured overall dropped from 44.8 million people in 2013 to 28.8 million people last year. So that's that is a lot of progress on that uninsured rate.
President Obama had some words directed at Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker. Here's a little taste of that.
Your governor still refuses to expand Medicaid in this state, and we could cover another 21,000 Wisconsinites with a stroke of his pen. He could join 31 other governors who are taking this option, which, by the way, actually would save money.
So this has been an argument in Wisconsin and in states around the country for quite a while now. The governor has said, no, we don't think the money is reliable. We might be left kind of high and dry on that. Any reason to think that's going to change?
I mean, the sides are pretty dug in on it. It is a lot of money. We're talking about $670 million or a very large number in estimates that the state has passed up by not expanding Medicaid. And so one supposes that perhaps a fiscal imperative eventually might have an effect, but it's such a ideological clash that it feels very unlikely that Republicans would come around on it.
And I want to throw this at you before we're done, Rob. The president's opening act yesterday, the person who introduced him, a man from Mosinee, just down the road a piece from you there in Wausau.
That's right.
What did you know about that story?
Yeah, it's fascinating. Brent Brown of Mosin East, he's 33 years old. He wrote a letter to the president last year in June saying that he's a lifelong Republican and had voted against Obama, had campaigned against Obama, then was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease. He ran out of money for treatment, and he said, Brent Brown said that he literally did not think he would be alive today were it not for his ability to get insurance coverage under the Affordable Care Act. So, I mean, that is pretty striking. He's strongly anti-abortion guy and still considers himself a Republican, but he was up on the stage introducing President Obama and saying in about as strong as terms as you can that he was wrong about Obamacare.
We'll leave it there for now, Rob. As always, thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot.
That's Rob Mentzer, storytelling editor for the USA Today Network, Wisconsin, based in Wausau. He joins us every week at this time to round up top news stories from around the state.